100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. I would also like to take the opportunity for all of my listeners that listen to my broadcast each and every week. Thank you for taking these nuggets and running away with them so that you can live the best life you can. Also, this show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO. Have wheels, will clean. Listen. I am so excited. I have a very, very special guest on the phone with me this evening. Now, ladies, let me tell you, if you're standing up, you might want to sit down because this man has one of the sexiest voices in the world. His name is Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. the Motivator. And let me tell you a little bit about my lifetime friend and my coach. I am just so thankful God brought him into my life. He will turn your life around, do a 360-degree on it for you. So let me tell you, sit down, because when you hear this voice, you're going to fall down if you're not sitting down, okay? So let me tell you a little bit about him. Benny Randall Jr. started out in the music business as a dancer, hype man, and rapper. During this time, regularly toured the country, entertaining hundreds of crowds. I know he made a lot of money. You just wait till you hear this voice. Not feeling quite complete, he moved to Brooklyn, New York, and with only $500 in his pocket. Now, times were certainly hard written a room in an attic. And at one point, he had to sleep in his car, y'all. You hear that? Slept in his car. But he never gave up. And when you hear this voice, you'll understand why. After losing his sister, two brothers, firstborn child, and father Benny Sr., Benny slowly realized that all challenges he faced held some sort of lesson and knew the reason he was put on this earth was bigger than himself. He's not selfish. He's a giver, folks. That's the important key. As he began to share his story with others, the Motivator was born. Now, after the success of his first book, The Motivation Factor, the speaker with the golden voice, proclaimed renowned speaker Les Brown, he hang out with the best too, gained the opportunity to speak in front of small organizations and Fortune 500 companies alike. Benny felt he had found his life's purpose, to help people discover the greatness within themselves. His two best-selling audiobooks, The Inner Power to Create Your World and The Powerful Mind, went on to generate $2 million in sales. I'm on a mission to inspire 1 billion people, and he's on his way to becoming a billionaire. I'm going to give him a couple more months on that before he leaves this earth. Now, Benny has built a successful digital radio station, Bashani Radio, which we're on tonight, and Verke Radio, which get millions of listeners each month, and stream via iHeartRadio, Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, Apple TV, TuneIn Radio, and all other places and mobile devices. Now, Benny On Demand has more than 51,000 paid subscribers in the last 4 years, and he just wrote a book, a best-selling book called Healing Yourself. You got to get that book. If you lost any loved one, this is a must you have. You must have in your library, listeners. It is awesome and off the chain. He dropped some mighty nuggets in that book. Now, over the past 20 years, Benny has coached thousands of entrepreneurs around the world and continues to build his own empire of digital companies and investments in real estate. There's much more that he wants to accomplish in life. In fact, the way he looks at it, he's just getting started. So welcome, 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 my lifetime friend and coach, Mr. Benny Randall Jr., the motivator. Now, Benny, you know I'm going to ask you this question. What was the lowest point in your life, and how has it propelled you to where you are today?
Get rid of my listeners. First and foremost, you didn't even let me say hello. You just went right to your questions. You was like, I ain't even waiting on this. But I hear that, though. That's no problem. I appreciate you. I don't know who that guy you introduced, but I definitely want to meet him. He's good peoples.
Oh, listen, you know that's you and more.
And what that, so it's all good. So now what is your question, Mrs. Linda Monroe?
What was the lowest point of your life, and how has that propelled you to where you are today?
I think probably sleeping in my car was one of the lowest points. And I believe in everything that happens, Linda. In every blessing, there's a lesson. In every lesson, there's a blessing. If it wasn't, yeah. if it wasn't for me having that experience of being in a car, I probably wouldn't own the amount of real estate I own now, because the first thing, my mission I set out was, okay, I'll never let nobody take a roof from over my head again, right? And in doing so, I also ended up putting the roofs over more than 400 families, to this day as we're counting. And what I've realized is that every experience that you go through is meant to actually teach you and help you grow. And because, remember, we don't learn when everything is going good. We only learn when everything is going bad. And I'm sure you're familiar with that, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Now, Bennett, you had $500 in your pocket. Now, I think you're from Florida, right? Fort Lauderdale?
Fort Lauderdale, that's correct.
Okay. So that's a very expensive state to live in as well. So you just had the thought of you were going to take your little $500, move to New York City, and become a rapper?
No, I was already a rapper, and I had made some money. But by the time I made the decision to come up here, all I had in my bank account was about $500. I initially came up here to sign a deal with PolyGram, which I did. I came and I had a single back then. The single was called EIO. And I had got a deal, which was a single deal with PolyGram. And before the record actually got released, they decided they wasn't going to go no farther with it. So they gave me like $5,000, and then they never actually did anything with it. And I wasn't able to procure another contract. So I just ended up, all right, you know, trying to survive from that point, because there was no other labels that was interested in that last single that I had. So I had to do what I had to do. I had to eat first, and that's what ended up happening. That's how I got here and only having the $500.
Oh, I see. So listen, my friend, I know I've had to sleep in cars too. I mean, it took a week, but that gives you a way to, like, look, it's got to be a better day, right? I can't live like this, and I can't sleep in this car forever. But the thing with me is it was in Florida, so at least I had some better weather than you. I don't know what time of year you had to end up sleeping in the car, but I'm sure hope it wasn't in the wintertime in New York, Benny.
Oh, no. I think it would have been much harsher. It was actually during the summertime. So that turned out to be a blessing in it all, because I would have froze to death, really, because it gets really, really cold in New York. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. I mean, I don't know how people live there in the wintertime. So I do see how they shoot down to Florida, those snowbirds, as we call them down in Florida, come down there during the wintertime, because that's some harsh weather in New York in the wintertime. I tell you, y'all got some thick skin or something there. They have to live there in the wintertime, I tell you. So we get out the car, and you made up in your mind, look, I'm never going to have to sleep in a car again, right? So how did you get into real estate investment at this point?
Well, the first thing I did was, you remember my first mission of going from the car was to get a roof over my head. So I was like, okay, I have to do something. So I got a lot of miscellaneous jobs, shoe manager, all these different things I was doing to make enough money. And then I came upon a property that was in distress. It was a duplex. It had 3 bedrooms upstairs and it had 2 bedrooms downstairs, full apartments that were separated, and it was in distress, and they only wanted $156,000 for it. So I actually, you know, took the money I had. I also joined a SUSU at that time to, you know, to get a little bump on the money I had so I can put that down payment down, because, you know, I couldn't go to the bank with any without any collateral, talk about giving me some money. So I had to find a way to get that money. And then once I got it, the goal was, okay, I'm going to charge whoever lived downstairs the price of my mortgage plus an extra $100. And that's what I ended up doing once I procured the property. And then over that period of time, they ended up paying off that property. I used that property to leverage for the next properties, and so on and so on and so on.
Wow, it just seems like a rolling effect there for you, huh?
Well, you know, man's greatest need is survival. And
yeah,
when you don't have no one to depend on, you'll get very, very creative. It's just like when I was sleeping in my car, I joined a gym, which was only like $20 a month, so I can have a place to take a shower. You know what I mean? So no one would know that I was sleeping in the car, and I can keep things some sensible, you know what I mean? Just didn't let people get too close to me while during that time. And I realized that no matter what, you know, I'm going to come out of this circumstance, because as long as I'm breathing, you know, I know we can do better.
Yeah, so now we in the real estate. You're making all this money.
Trust me, Rick, don't get it twisted. You don't just jump into real estate to make a lot of money. Basically, what happens.
Oh, you don't?
No, it sounds good. That sounds really good, but that's just not how it works. You start to acquire things over a period of time, okay? The key to how I use investment properties is basically to have other people pay my mortgage. So when they're finished paying my mortgage, I own the properties and they're still paying me. And I always try to get to the point where whatever property I'm getting, you know, that the renters will end up paying the mortgage. So I'll be able to keep my money to invest in other things and take care of myself as I'm building up, you know, this equity and things in this investment properties. The goal was, you know, back then was to have at least in the first 15 years, as many renters pay off my properties as possible. So you don't just get renters and then you balling. That's not true. That's not how that works. Okay. Yeah, it will be nice, but that's just not how it works. Okay. It's a slow growth. You see what I'm saying? Because remember, the property only really has that value once you own it. You know, otherwise if the mortgage is being paid by you, you know, it's a liability. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So my goal was every property that I procured was to allow other people to pay off those mortgages for me, with me being, you know, people have been doing this for years. Remember, every building in your city is owned by someone. Every home in your city is owned by someone. So why not it be owned by you? But a lot of time people get lazy and they just feel, okay, I'll rent because I don't want to worry about maintenance and I don't want to worry about this and that. You know what I mean? When really they're doing themselves a disservice, because at the end of your term, whether you stayed in that apartment 5 years, 10 years, or 15 years, you have nothing to show for it because that property is owned by somebody else.
Definitely not. And what I like about you, Coach, is that, you know, you don't settle for the little thing. You go for the big one. And like you said, why buy a house when you can buy this commercial property and you live in it and let somebody else pay your rent?
Right, exactly. Let me give you a perfect example. You can have a home, a single family home that might be your dream house. All right. And let's just for the sake of numbers, let's say that house is $1 million, right? You're gonna end up putting about $200,000 down to procure that because, you know, it's about 20%, right? On top of that, by the time, you know, the maintenance and all that stuff, and with your mortgage is going to work itself out, which means you're going to have a mortgage on the $800,000. So, you know, based on what your percentage rate is, you know, your mortgage is going to be somewhere between $4,000 to $5,000 dollars per month, somewhere in between that, you know, give or take, right? And right. But here's the thing about that single family home. That single family home is not making you any money. Now, I can go and get, let's just for the sake of numbers, a 16 unit property, right? Because you don't have to have a really big building, you know, to make profit. And, you know, if I get 16 unit, right? And just for the sake of numbers, right? Just for the sake of numbers, let's say I charge $2,000 for each unit. You understand? That's going to give me a good piece of change on positive cash flow, because after I pay off everything that deals with the monthly mortgage and things like that, you see what I'm saying? I can promise you, you're going to have maybe a positive cash flow of maybe somewhere between $7,000 and $8,000. Okay. So now you're producing $7,000 or $8,000 a month versus you're losing $4,000 to $5,000 a month. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
Now you put it. So you think about it. If you did those apartments, that'd be $32,000 a month, right? With your building taxes, your mortgage, and all that. And this is just for the numbers' sake. These numbers are then based on your property taxes, your insurance, and all that stuff, and the units and the upkeeps and everything. But let's just say, for the sake of it, we had 16 units. You do that times two, that's $32,000, right?
Right.
By the time I paid off the operational cost and the monthly cost of that, I can probably walk away with about $20,000, you know, a month, right? And these this is just for numbers' sake, right? You know, these are not exact numbers. I'm just giving you examples here, ladies and gentlemen. So let's just say if that was the case, I'm making 32, but I'm gonna walk away with positive cash flow of 20, right? So that means I'm gonna do 20,000 times 12, right? That's 20,000 times 12. That's gonna give me about $240,000. Right, in a year's time. Okay, that's positive cash flow. That's almost $250,000.
Right.
You follow what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I'll follow you. All my listeners are.
Right, because what I did is took the amount of cash that I'm going to have, and then I did it by 12, and that's going to give me about $240,000. That's $250,000. And that has nothing to do with the mortgage payment. Because the mortgage payment is being paid out of the 32. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So that 32 is paying for the mortgage payment, so that, you know, somewhere between 10 and 12,000. It'll probably even be less than that, depending on what state you're in and the taxes and everything like that. So you're going to bust them in the head with about, you know, 20K of positive cash flow a month. That's $250,000, which means every 4 years, think about this now, every 4 years, you have made about $1 million in positive cash flow. You understand? Yeah. Are you with me so far?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right.
I'm with you.
Yeah, because, you know, that's positive cash flow. So let's just say if the number was 240,000 and we did a 15-year mortgage on the thing, right? So we said $240,000, right, and we do that times 15 years. All right?
That's a lot of money.
That's about $3,600,000 that you would have made in positive cash flow. Let's back up here for a second. The building was only worth $1 million. You purchased it for $1 million, and that positive cash flow has nothing to do with the money that I actually paid for those 16 units. The 16 units paid off the $1 million in a short period of time. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow, yeah.
So right then, you're already a millionaire simply with one building that has about 16 units, and you were charging $2,000, which is very low here in New York because
we got
one or two bedrooms here that go anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000 a month.
Yeah,
you understand. So my point is
that's a studio apartment.
Yeah,
You can't even hardly get a studio for that in New York City.
Exactly, but you know, think about the money you just made. So that means you made, in 15 years, you would have made about $3,600,000 on that property. But remember, that's positive cash flow. That has nothing to do with the renters who paid off the mortgage, because remember, every month you are getting about $32,000. You see how it makes more sense now? If you had a single family home, that was your dream home, you're going to be paying, if we did the numbers, you're going to be paying about $4,200 to $5,000. Well, just for the number's sake, let's say it's $5,000, right? Just for the number's sake.
Right.
$5,000, and you do that times 12. That's $60,000 a year, right?
Uh-huh.
But remember, that's money that you're paying out. That's not money that's coming to you, all right?
Right.
So now you're going to do $60,000, and you're going to do that times 15 years. All right. In 15 years, you still haven't paid off your dream house, because that total would only be $900,000. You see what I'm saying? And the house was $1 million. You see what I'm saying? And now you forgot, we're not even talking about the interest, you have to pay on that loan that you got from the, so you see how a 15 year multi-unit, 16 units can make you about $3 million over 15 years. Your dream home, which is just you and your family, you will barely be paid it off in 15 years. So that's why people end up going for 30 years. And now you just took 30 years to pay off one home when you could have took 15 years to pay and have renters pay off your multi-unit. Come on, man. It's simple math.
And plus be a millionaire, right?
It's simple math. So now you think about it. If you do that and you do a couple of buildings in that period of time, you don't need a lot to, you already made $1 million with the $1 million property. You follow what I'm trying to say? Do the math. People want to run and get their dream house, whatever, but it's not bringing you in cash. It's not bringing you in money. You see what I'm saying? It's taking money out of your pocket, and God forbid something happened, you can't pay it off, they'll come and get it.
That's a fact. I see Mike Tyson has his mansion up for sale right now.
Yeah. Well, Mike got ugly money. That ain't what we talking about right now. Okay? Mike got ugly money.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just going with your point. You know, I don't know why he's trying to sell it, but maybe he's moving or something. But like you said, if you invest that type of money in that, just that one mansion, you know, and now over the years he's getting ready to sell it.
And
so
then you got upkeep. Yeah, you got upkeep, and you got it, you know, but we're not talking about the Mike Tyson people. We're talking about the everyday people making everyday investments. That's what we talk about, those everyday people making everyday investments.
That is truly, truly awesome that in that short period of time where you stayed in the car, you weren't selfish and saying, you know, asking the Lord to just help you, Coach Benny. You were willing to go out on the limb and help everybody that could, you could get them enough money to afford to bring in where they wouldn't be homeless.
Right. You got to remember, I'm not doing it for free now. This ain't, it's not a charity. They pay to be in these properties.
But it's
the benefit, though, of serving others that it ends up serving you. That's the key right there.
That's what I'm trying to get. You're not a selfish person. You weren't selfish sitting in that car thinking just about you. You was like, well, you know, if I get myself and pull myself up, you know, how can I help other people get to where they need to get to?
Right. Remember, the mission was strong. That's why I tell people, don't go after the money. Go after the mission. Go after the journey. Go after the purpose. And my sole purpose was, I never wanted to be without a home again. I never wanted to be without a roof over my head. And I didn't want somebody to be in charge of my life because of that.
Yeah. But and then on the other hand is, the mission expanded to other people.
Absolutely.
I mean, even though they're paying, I mean, this is not a free land society now. Even though, I mean, these millenniums coming up think it's a free land society. But, you know, people know you got to pay. And they know you got to pay to live. I mean, all of New York is not a safe place. So
if you're living
in New York.
Right. Either you're going to pay somebody or somebody going to pay you. So it's better that you be in the position of receiving. You know what I mean?
That's true.
With a roof over your head, either you paying somebody or somebody paying you. One or the other, but somebody's going to own that property and someone is going to rent that property.
Yes. So now we're into the investment. And what made you get into the radio business?
Because I love to talk. And instead of waiting.
Oh, okay.
You figured you
had another gift that's going to make you more money.
Well, remember, this is the gift that started it all. The ability to rap and the ability to talk and all that stuff. So, you know, see, what I tell people is, quit trying to do things that you're okay at and do things that you're expert at. I was an expert at running
all
my mouth.
All right, now, did y'all get that nugget? Say it again, Coach Finney.
I was an expert at running my mouth. Do things that you are expert in, not things that you're just okay. Sometimes I hear people try to sing, right? And they just sound okay, but they're not meant to be that singer, because if you were meant, it would come out like it's supposed to come out, microphone or no microphone. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, now I'm not saying you can't go and improve, but some people are just blessed with that gift. They open that mouth and they just get it in. Just like me, I have a speaking voice, you know. I have the sexiest voice in America. Well, in the world. Let me just stop that right there. I'm just joking. But the point, what I'm saying is very simple. You got to use whatever gift you've been given and be an expert at it. People pay for experts. Amateurs do it for free.
Now, Coach Benny, how did you realize that was your gift? I mean, a lot of people can talk, but they don't come to the realization that that's their gift. So how did you come to the fact that that was your gift?
You got to remember, I was on stage, so I knew I could rock a crowd. What I realized as times got harder, why was I going through these experiences? I used to question myself, why me? Why am I going through these experiences? And then I realized it's not why me, it's why not me. I was given, I had to have a story, right? So I had to go through these experiences to have a story. Nobody wants to hear me just talk. They want to hear the story. They want to hear the inspiration. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, maybe this is why I had the gift of gab. Because I was supposed to inspire people and help people, you know, realize their greatness inside. Because everybody is great and everybody has a gift inside. It's just a lot of people don't unwrap their gift. They leave it under the Christmas tree for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm. Take it to the grave.
There it is. That's why the grave has some of the greatest ideas in the world in it.
It does. It does. And that is so sad, because God put us on this earth for a purpose.
Absolutely.
He did it. And they just go through life mediocrely and just survive, you know?
Well, you remember, the first person who has to be inspired has to be you. You have to inspire yourself. You have to be your first cheerleader. You have to be that first person that when nobody's clapping for you, you clap for yourself. When nobody's paying attention to you, you pay attention to yourself. You have to be your biggest cheerleader when it all starts out, because most people will not be.
Right. That is so true. That is so true. So not only can you talk, but you can write. I mean, you know, I bought your last, well, I don't know if this is your last book, but I think you wrote a book during the pandemic, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, the second to the last book, that Healing Yourself. And I mean, I can see how that book jumped off, because it has so many nuggets in there to help you get through a situation of losing a loved one. I mean, everybody in this country that has lost a loved one needs to read your book, Coach Benny.
Thank you so much.
I just got to give you the accolades for that one, because you're dropping some nuggets in there that will really help them pick up and move.
Thank you so much.
You know, because sometimes you get stuck, and that's basically, I've been stuck for a minute since my mom died, but I went and read the book, and so now I'm back up and ready to, you know, go on with life. But
it's hard when
you lose someone that close.
We have to celebrate. Yeah, but we have to celebrate their life. Remember, their life mattered. So what, you know, I always tell people the best way to celebrate is what inspired them. You know, what were they in love with? How can you keep their legacy going on? Did they enjoy helping animals? Did they enjoy helping kids? Did they enjoy helping people? Why don't you do those things in their name to let their remembrance go on, you know, for years to come, and help other people being inspired to, you know, so when somebody asks you, Linda, what, you know, why are you helping these people? You say, well, because, you know, I had a mother who helped people, so I decided to carry it on. You see what I'm saying? That's how you celebrate their life, you know, and celebrate their legacy. You know, you let it live on and let it serve other people, so that way they are never forgotten.
That's so true. And I remember our conversation the day that I called you, and you was like, Linda, how you even live to be 100.
Absolutely.
And that just turned my whole mindset around. And I really thank you for, you know, making me see my mother was 100. Okay. Right. She lived a good life.
She lived a blessed life. My entire family outside of my mom, nobody even got to 80, let alone 100. So she was absolutely blessed. You understand? That was absolutely a blessing. You know, I'm not sure how true it is, but I've heard that they say that, you know, a person, you know, lifespan is supposed to be like 70, which is like 75 or something like that, right? And anything, right. And you know, the old folks used to say, you know, if you live over 75 every year after that is a blessing. So you did something right. You know what I mean? So your mom being 100 years old, how many other people you know made it to 100? You see what I'm saying? So there's some beauty in it. There's some legacy in it. You know what I mean? We got people trying to make it to 20, let alone 100.
Right.
You know what I mean? So right. you was and blessed to be able to celebrate her life, and, you know, even more. So like I say, you can take her legacy. You can take her story. You can write a book about her story. You know, whatever it takes.
I am. I'm doing it right now.
But there it is. See, you are already in motion. There it is. That's what we like to hear.
Okay, so, you know, I'm just, and see, what is so really awesome about you, Coach Benny, is that you're not even, you know, you're really young, and you've been through all of this.
I'll take
that.
And
you got to where.
I'm 52 years old, but I'll take young. Yeah, I feel like 21, so I'll take that, bad boy.
Oh, you young, you young. I mean, them children keeping you young.
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Because they keep you up and moving, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and that's how you stay young. You hang out with younger people.
There it is.
And so in your case, you got the two kids that's keeping you moving.
Amen, every day, all day. That's what it's about, right?
Right. And it was, I never forget the day I flew to New York and met you. I never had any inclination that we would be in business together and doing the things that we've done. You've helped me do a lot of stuff, and I will always appreciate you. And like I said, you're going to be my lifetime friend, because you set fire to people. You set fire to people, Coach Benny. You do not take excuses for nothing.
Yeah, I don't.
You get things done.
I don't believe in excuses. I believe if you got excuses, it's because you don't have results. If you got results, it's because you don't have excuses.
Take that nugget. That's another nugget for you, my listeners. Listen, this is a great interview. I'm telling you, he is dropping these nuggets hot. Yeah, and this is just like today. I call you. Let's do this next week. You said, no, we're going to do it tonight. So this is how.
Because ain't nobody promised me tomorrow. Who promised you tomorrow?
That's true, too.
Who promised you next Saturday?
That's true, too.
Exactly.
You're right.
You never know, man. It just, you know, me and my kids were, you know, we're in Vegas, and we took a Segway tour, and this whole tour was about Tony Hay. And, you know, because we basically on the Segways, you know, the little two-wheel scooters things that we were doing.
Right, and, I saw you.
Yeah, but we was doing this tour all around there. And in this area, he had pretty much bought most of the buildings and renovated and everything. You know, he is the the former CEO of Zappos, and he sold it to Amazon for $1.2 billion. But what he's done with that, money is just to do urban regeneration, right? And so just walk, you know, on this Segway, just going around, and this, you know, our tour guide is giving us all that he got this building. This is what he did with this building. He's renovating this building. He bought the city hall. He made another city hall. All of this. And this gentleman was, you know, only 46 years old. And then it was so sad that, you know, about 2 days ago that he died. He died from complications of a fire he was in. So I brought that story up to simply say is, y'all got to stop waiting around for next year, next week. Ain't nobody told you you're going to be here next year, next week. You're here right now. So if you're here right now, get it done right now. You understand? So that's why I say, you know, people like, oh, let's interview. Let's do it. Let's go today. They'd be like, oh, no, I'm talking about, yeah, I don't know I'm going to be around that many days from now. So, you know, let's do it now. God forbid something happened to me. You got this interview already. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, I thought about, I'm like, why? Why did I even ask him next week? Because I knew you was going to come back around and do it. Because that's just how you are. That's just how you make things happen.
I like to get it. Yeah, I like to get it done. I like to get it done.
Yes, you make it happen. You make it happen. So I was like, I'm hitting myself up on the head. Like, Linda, you knew that's what he was going to say. But, you know, I thank God because, like you said, you don't know if I'm going to be here even tomorrow.
Right.
So we got this interview done.
And we got it done. We got it done. We put it in the system. We good to go. So, that's the beauty of people got to stop waiting around. And with this pandemic we're living in, you never know what's going to happen. So your best ability is to do what you is capable of doing and do it to the best of your ability.
That is so true. That is so true. So you're an author, you're an investor, you're an owner of one of the hottest podcasts in this nation. And I'm just so, so excited to be part in partnership with you on that. It has truly been a blessing. You have really, truly blessed my life. And I am so glad to know you and your little daughter. She's an upcoming, I tell you. Benny, you better watch out.
Don't worry. I'm going to get security for
her. Okay, you better, because she's hot. She's hot right now, and she's what, 14 now? She's only 14, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Kalani.
Yes, ma'am.
She's only 14, and she is hot. She's smoking. Hotter than you, Ben. I'm sorry, but this girl is going to make such an impact on the world. Like, she's already wrote her book as well, so she's going to be an author of many books, I think.
I hear that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, she's going to make it happen. I think I'm putting it on. She'll probably be a billionaire before she's 30.
All right.
Probably 20.
I received that.
With your guidance. I mean, you teaching your kids good. I mean, I haven't met a parent, and you're a single parent, that take and invest this much time in their children.
Yes,
I mean,
indeed.
I think you're one of a kind.
Thank you so
that
much.
That I personally know.
Remember, we're still on the radio, right? You talking to me like we're not on the radio and stuff. So
I'm sorry. But anyway, listen, I am so excited to have had this interview with you. And I would like for you to give my listeners three nuggets that's going to help them live the best life.
Number one, get someone to pay your mortgage for you. Stop renting. Get someone to pay your mortgage so you own the property. Number two, buy your cars cash or buy a used one until you can buy it straight out, because you're going to pay 20% more if you decide to finance. Those are two of your biggest financial burdens that most people have on a regular. So if you can get rid of those two of them, you will allow yourself to have investment funds so that you can go and do some things that you invest in. And number three, invest in yourself. You can't free yourself to success. If you want to go to school, you got to pay the school. If you want to go to a trade school, you got to pay the trade school. So don't be afraid to invest in yourself and in a coach that can guide you. You know, just make sure the coach is doing what you want to do. You know what I mean? Don't get a coach that teaches golf and you don't really want to play golf. That's not what that's about. You understand?
Right.
So just make sure he's doing what you don't do. If you can do those three things, I can promise you, you'll be on your way to a successful life.
And Coach Benny, tell my listeners how to get in contact you with you on social media.
Very simple. You go to BennyRandall.com. That's BENNIE. Randall.com, or you can go to my private community at BennyOnDemand.com. Very simple. I listen to or download the free app and for Bashani in the App Store or on Android. Absolutely free. Download it to hear great shows like the Linda Monroe Show and all the other powerful hosts we have on Bashani Radio app. You know, there to inspire you, encourage you, and hopefully help you see the dreams that you want to see.
Okay, and you also got to tell them, Coach, about Benny Love. Where can they get that from as well?
Benny Love is right there.
You be dropping some nuggets on that Benny Love.
Benny Love is right there on Bashani Radio. It's not heard everywhere because it's exclusively on Bashani Radio app. So you either have to download the app, or you can go to BashaniRadio.com and listen to past episodes, but you won't find that on iHeart or Spotify. You're not going to find that on it. It's exclusively for Bashani Radio app only.
Yeah, he's working his own thing. I mean, we like I said, we're live in New York talking about it and everything. And Coach Benny, I want to thank you again for taking time out your busy schedule to do this interview with me. I know you're extremely busy, but I'm glad we got this interview out, and I hope my listeners take heed to the nuggets that you dropped. I mean, I even learned some stuff tonight. So thank you. Better things are coming for us, and bigger and better. That's how I look at it. Okay.
All right.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart Live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to LindaMonroe.com. And again, don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, go to LindaMonroe.com. I just wrote my first book, and like I said, I'll be writing that second one. Against All Odds, it's a great Christmas gift for someone. It would truly be a blessing. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Have Wheels Will Clean. Until next week, same time, same station. I love you, Benny, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Y'all have a great night.
All right. Y'all know she just stole my lines right here on live radio. That's okay, then. We're going to let you live on this one. She just stole my line. It's your show, so I'm going to let you live on that one. She just stole
all right,
my lines.
I know
right
you
here.
Would.
It's all good. I'm just teasing. All right. You have a okay. Blessed day.
You do the same. And thanks again so much. I appreciate you much.
Appreciate you, too. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.
100% black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.